for people who maybe haven't experienced what a TikTok exhibition is, haven't been involved with it, could you explain what this particular exhibition is and how it's involving a lot of the NAIDOC Week celebrations?
So, yeah, First Draft approached me to curate the project, and it's basically showcasing First Nations content from TikTok that we're already making and advocating for. A lot of the topics that we as First Nations creators on the app relates to the theme Always Was, Always Will Be for this year's NAIDOC. And it's basically giving them the platform to have their voices and their content and their their views and their opinions, but even like jokes and just our humour, and it's just sharing it and showcasing. And there's 8 TikTokers that are showcased for every day of the week. Mm. I think we've got the last one tomorrow. But yeah, they're showcased on First Draft Story, as well as posted on their page and also in the app TikTok.
And you've said that humour's been a big part of the exhibition. Could you give some examples of like some of that sort of funnier side?
Yeah, I think it's like putting a twist, especially on like colonial history, like using an audio that's like, you know, how did you get here? And then you green screening yourself in the bush, and then it's like the British encountering Aboriginal people for the first time. And it's like, yeah, surprise, we're here.
Mm.
It just, it's comical, and I think it makes it lighthearted because we are talking about, you know, invasion and colonization, and it may be people that aren't politically inclined. They're still consuming that media,
yeah,
and they're still hearing our perspective in a lighthearted way.
And TikTok is very much like a humour-driven app as well. So mm-hmm. It's like if you can disarm people and open up a conversation through humour, you're more, not necessarily more inclined to get people to open up and have that discussion, but it's just saying, hey, we're here, we're talking about this. In the curation process, could you talk a little bit about how you made those selections and those choices for the exhibition?
Yeah, so I chose creators who have not just only diverse audiences and the sort of content they're making. They also, it shows like that where we've, our personalities shine through. And I think a lot of the time you can get, through tokenism, you can all be kind of painted with the same brush. But if you're going through the showcase, you'll notice we have alternative styles. We've even got more reporting and more serious sort of content. And then there's obviously humour. I do a lot of humour. And then there's, you know, even just talking about culture and country,
yeah,
and activism. But also, you know, it's also lighthearted. So mm-hmm. There's a mix. And I think it's a good snapshot of the content that's being made, but also the diversity of our people.
I feel like, I don't know, I'm not a huge TikTok user, but I have seen some exhibitions and that curation process online. One of our producers, Ellen, she actually curated her own TikTok exhibition throughout COVID. Could you talk a little bit about how your experience of using TikTok throughout COVID's kind of impacted on how like we have these conversations? Because mm-hmm. I feel like throughout COVID, everyone was so isolated and making these weird, funny videos being like, this is my experience right now. And now we're kind of on the back end of it. But then we're seeing this huge surge of like exhibitions mm-hmm. and this really shareable content. And you've got a huge following yourself. So could you share a bit about that?
I think it's, you know, like people not only want to be entertained, I think they're, especially they're not having those conversations, they're not engaging at a cafe or at the pub and with different people. And that's, I think that's how you share and you learn, because you've got your own inner circle. But I think being in public is when you kind of learn diverse opinions and you kind of engage with people. So I feel like people were hungry for that.
Yeah.
And then TikTok is just an endless stream of people sharing their world. And I think people really fed into that during COVID and used it as an escape and interaction with other human beings.
Oh, totally. And there's that idea as well of like that TikTok is so shareable. And then, as you said before, it can open up these conversations about, you know, colonialism and the like. So how has the reactions and interactions with the exhibition been so far? Do you have any particular moments that come to mind?
Oh my goodness. So JD, who works at First Draft, and Emily were like fangirling. We had Miss Australia, Miss Universe Australia reshare.
What?
Because I did like a little promo, like, hi everyone, like we're doing this project with First Draft, and she reshared it.
That's so huge. And if someone like her is resharing it, then it you know that it's going to go far and that is going to drive a huge impact.
Exactly.
And you said tomorrow is the last of the TikToks. Can you give a sneak peek on what we can expect for the last one, or is it all hush hush?
I think you should go and follow First Draft on Instagram and TikTok and find out.